Bank of Cardiff.
Yeah, Ruben.
Yeah, this is he.
Ruben, yeah. Dagoberto Castillo
from DAC Environmental. Yes, how are you doing?
Okay, how are you?
Yeah, doing okay.
Okay. Did you talk to Joe?
Not yet.
About DAC Environmental.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you haven't?
Well, I've been communicating with one of the, with Dave on the file, who works with Joe.
Yeah.
So, what's going on with the file? I'm a little confused.
Okay, that we discussed a lower interest at the beginning with Ruben. You know, when he gave me at the beginning.
You're speaking to Ruben.
Okay. Okay, well, the original interest, you were talking about 4% a year, right?
No.
What was it?
I can go over your file. I'm the underwriter. I'm not the salesperson.
Okay. Okay.
So...
we discussed with Ruben then one interest...
I'm Ruben. You're speaking to Ruben.
No. Ruben, no. Joe.
Okay.
Okay, and then when you send the paperwork, it's different. What is the interest per year on the proposal on your paperwork?
Do you have the paperwork? Here's the notes that I have in your file that I work out, and I'm just the underwriter.
Yeah.
And you're getting transferred to me. Are we on a conference call? Can anyone else hear me? I'm not sure. Hello? Okay,
no,
just hear me,
not.
I guess. Okay, so... Your file was approved. It's not a proposal. I'm not the salesperson, so I'm just kind of telling you the blank thing.
Oh, okay. That's the reason I need to discuss this with the salesperson.
No, I'm the underwriter. We determine
the
pricing.
You are the right.
Yeah, I have a supervisor, but you're talking to the right person. So at this point, I want to help you, but as far as I know, that you told us that you sent the documents in, but we never received anything. We never received any documents.
Right. Well, we have a copy of the document, and we have a paper. My people mess up.
Oh, no problem. So here's what's going on. Your file was approved several months ago.
Yes.
Several months ago. I do not know if your approval is still valid.
Okay. Then let's go back to who do I need to speak with to find out what would be the approval, and then we discuss one way with Joe, I think it was the name of the person I talked to.
Okay, so here was your approval. We went over a few different options on the phone. This is what we need to fund the transaction. We still have not received an invoice with sales taxes. We still have not received that.
That's not a problem.
Okay, let me walk through the issues. I'm just trying to help you out. That's all I'm trying to do.
Okay.
So we understood it was sales tax would be $125,190. Now, if this equipment is delivered, the invoices we had said this equipment was delivered in June. It's already late July. So technically, those invoices would be past due. I do not know if we can fund your transaction. So you're talking about an interest rate and a payment you're unhappy with, but we might not even be able to fund this transaction.
All I want to know then. If you cannot do it,
not be able to. I don't know. I don't know those answers.
Yeah.
So what I need to do, I need to get and fund your transaction is, I need to get a current invoice with sales tax if you want to finance sales tax. The invoices we have, they do not have sales tax on them. And I believe the company you're working with, there's a gentleman named Rick.
Yes.
Okay.
What's your next
question?
But the most important thing, the two question is, when I talked to Joe, or the person that sold, you know, we were talking about paying about 4% annual interest rate.
Over what term?
Over a period of 3 years.
Okay. Well... I mean, I went over some options with you, Dr. Roberto, and I'm just trying to help.
Right.
It's just my job. So right now, and I can just speak bluntly with you because I'm not here to turn away your business. Here's the challenge.
Right.
We're going to give you the best approval we see in time. When you applied for your loan, and you, do you still want to finance the equipment, or are you going to return it?
Yes. No. I do want to finance equipment.
Okay.
But I don't want to be paying such a long period of time because the interest rate is so outrageous.
What do you feel the interest rate is? It's not outrageous. What do you feel the interest rate is? Maybe there's something I'm unaware of.
It's like 8%, right?
How do you calculate your interest rate? Can you walk me through it?
I don't have it. I don't have the paperwork in front of me.
By the way, why would you think 8% is an outrageous interest rate for a business loan?
Okay.
It's not.
Well, I don't even know what is the interest rate. Tell me what is the interest rate that you are we are paying you, because you are the finance guy. Can you tell me that?
Yeah, absolutely. Did you get an email with your documents? I sent it over to you.
Okay. Hold on 1 second, please.
Julio, let me call you back. I'm on the phone.
Hello. Excuse me.
Okay. So. Maybe perhaps when you spoke to your original sales rep, and I'm not sure about your conversations, our interest rates start at 4%. That doesn't mean every customer qualifies for 4%. So the program, so here's some of the challenges. We are a unique lender in that we will approve loans up to $150,000 without a lot of paperwork, and we're very kind of hands off. So now,
what is the interest rate?
You got to let me speak, sir. You're asking me questions, and I got to answer your questions. So right now, your tax returns, the sales are $471,000. So and that includes not paying any officers. So we can't do a loan based off tax returns, or the loan will fall apart. So the rates are different for different terms. The approvals that we went over were, and what I think you requested, was the 4-year term with 2 payments down. That is a payment of $3,565.83. An equipment finance agreement is not underwritten like a loan that separates interest and principal. A business loan is based off tax returns and cash flow. With a finance agreement, it's a fixed payment program. So over 4 years, your payment is $125,190. The fixed payment with no money down, just your first and last payment, is $3,565.83 a month for 48 months. You can also do a shorter term if you wish, and I guess the notes that I have in the comp file were this. Right now it said there was a line of credit that was maxed out for two. You have a $280,000 line of credit, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and that was maxed out, and so you couldn't qualify for $250 at once. So we're doing one thing just to start the relationship off, which is that $125. If you want me to give you a shorter term, I'm more than happy to give it to you, but your payment will go up. The reason we underwrote the program was that you're renting this equipment, and even though you're cash flow right now, if we put your tax returns and bank statements in a calculator, you won't have the necessary cash flow to qualify for a traditional business loan. But we qualified this on a cash loan program, which means the amount you're paying us will actually be less than the amount you're renting the equipment. That's why the approval was issued.
Okay. Yeah. Now, can you answer me this question? What is the interest rate that I'm going to be paying?
Absolutely.
Can you bring up an interest rate?
It's based on a rate factor, but can you bring up the documents that were emailed to you, please? The documents should answer all your questions. That's why I want to make sure you have the correct documents.
Okay.
Do you have the document?
I'll find the document, then I'll look at it. No, I don't have it with me here. Okay, so you cannot provide me that information over the phone?
I can. I was just going to walk you through it.
Okay, so tell me, what is the interest rate?
Okay, so our documents with a finance agreement do not separate interest and principal. It is a fixed payment. There is not an APR listed. There will never be an APR listed in our contract. It is a fixed monthly payment. It is a guaranteed fixed non-cancelable payment, regardless of the term. So what you're referring to is like a mortgage loan. We don't provide mortgages. So there's not going to be an APR listed on your documents. So I'm not going to give you something over the phone that's not in your contract. Right. That's against the rules.
I see. Okay, perfect. That's all I want to know. Okay, yeah. Okay.
I can give you your payback. I'm more than happy to give you your payback over different terms. Do you want me to do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
if you can give the payback, let's say in a year or 2 years, something like that.
Okay, so we're kind of starting over here. Do you want to do this over 2 years, 3 years, or 4 years, or 5 years?
I'm more than happy. I want to know, what is the payback? Can you in the first place, because I don't want to complicate your life, can you give me the payback in 2 years and in 3 years? That's all I want.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So okay. let's start off from the ground level. And what's your payment over 4 years, so we can work backwards?
Yeah, you say that I was going to pay in 48 months, $3,500 something, right?
Well, let's do. Your contract that we provided you for 4 years was $3,565.83.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so that payback over 4 years is $171,159.84. So assuming that we're financing this $125,190, that means over 4 years you're paying back $45,969 in finance charges over 4 years.
Yeah. And in 3 years or 2 years?
Well, let's take a look. Give me a second. I got to calculate that for you. But, and Dr. Berger, I know you're a busy guy, and I'm just, you know, being as polite as possible. That's my job. But the bank statements in June, we're not including an approval. If we go back and send these into credit, it could jeopardize the approval because there's not a lot of money left. So without being rude, and don't take it the wrong way, if you're interested in moving forward, I would suggest you get these documents to me because I don't want to come back to you and say I can't do anything. I want to provide you a solution. I don't want you to walk away from a deal over $100 a month but then not have funding. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, there are certain – sometimes a bird in the hand is better, you know, than two in the bush. But if we looked at this – so let's take a look at this. So you wanted the payback over shorter terms, correct?
Yes.
Can I ask why? What's motivating this? Is you just want to pay this off quickly?
To reduce the interest.
Okay. Okay. So let's take a look at this. So I'm going to double check my numbers, but... And you don't want to put any more than your first and last payment. You don't want to put a lot of money down. Is that correct?
Right. And the other thing you told me, I had to pay you $7,000, right?
Well, you don't have to pay me. I don't take any money here. I'm an employee. So you're paying your first and last payments due at signing, so right. You don't get a bill for your first month, and you don't get a bill for your last month.
Uh-huh.
Does that make sense or no?
Yeah.
Okay.
So if I take the loan, I don't have to pay you the first and last month.
They're prepaid. That's what your contract says.
Right.
They're prepaid. So you'd have 34 remaining payments. Yeah, it's not a down payment. It's a prepayment.
Hold on.
Of the first
let me answer this question. Hello? Yes, sir. Yes. Okay. Let me tell you. I spoke with Alejandro Rodriguez. He is a customer project manager for Florida Power and Light Company for this project. Okay. And we report him that we have problem with the transformer. Okay. The transformer. We are excavating a trench right near the transformer. This is a 12-foot deep trench. It's underwater, and we had that thing. We thought that we had that secure, but after the digging, you know, even though we had sheet piling or sheeting and shoring, we have on the job. But the problem was that where you have the electric line coming into the transformer, we couldn't put the sheeting in there, so we were putting plates, and it's caving in underneath there. We got that thing supported, but that's the reason we called your representative. But he never showed up at the place. Yes. Hold on just 1 second, please. The address is 20003 Northwest 64 Core Road. It's a designated transformer for a sewer pump station
for Miami-Dade County. Right now, that thing is on bypass, and it was serving only the bypass at that the transformer. So, but we need somebody to go there and take a look at it. I mean, we had this person assigned for Florida Power & Light Company who was supposed to go there, but I guess you forgot. His name is Alejandro. Yeah. All right, sir. Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye. I'm sorry.
No, no. Look, I think what's going on is that you're really, really busy. You got a million things going on, but my goal is to actually not sell you. I'm not a salesperson. It's to kind of tell you the reality. If you want to do a 2-year deal, that's fine. If you want to do a 5-year deal, that's fine. I really don't care either way. I'm not paid to care on what you want to do. It's prepared to underwrite your deal. You will just okay. let me finish. Your account. Yep. This is like it's kind of clutch time, and it's your call. You might have someone else you're talking to for financing. I'm not sure if you are, but I'll just tell you what we can do for you because that's my job. I still believe we can fund your transaction if we get your documents in a timely manner.
Yeah.
If your documents for June and May have to be shown to credit, it could kill your deal. I understand that in your business, you have to chase people down for money, but you have to see it from a loan side. From an underwriting side, your June bank accounts, it's going negative. And it's very hard to give a customer money who's going negative in their accounts, and the bank statements are they're all over the place. And I understand that's just the way of your business. So here's what I would tell you. If you want to do your payback over, once again, your payback over 48 months is about, can you confirm the number for me, please?
What, $3,500 you told me?
So the payback's around like 470, you know, it's around 170 and change or 171. If you want to do a 2-year term, you can, okay? If you want to do a 2-year term, I can make that happen for you. Let's see. If you want to do a 2-year term, I can make that happen for you. Your payment, just so you know, is going to be, give or take, around $6,640, give or take. Now, I understand your concern is interest, but I'm going to walk you through the numbers because there's no incentive for me to give you 2 or 4 years. If you do this over 2 years, your payback's going to be around 160, 159, 160. So that means you're going to pay about. So let me finish. You're going to pay around 25 if you do this over 2 years. If you do this over 4 years, which is twice as much, you're not going to pay 50.
Yeah.
So the cost of interest, the actual cost, goes down as the term goes up. My opinion is you should do 5 years, but my other opinion is that. My other opinion is that the more we ask from credit, the more chance you have of losing your approval. And that's nothing that I can control. So my suggestion is this. The 4-year deal is something you discussed with me. It helps you generate additional cash flow. And I think you should move forward with that approval. If you're not comfortable, I can ask, but you're risking your approval. And there's nothing that I can do to control that. And I have to tell you that up front.
Okay.
But just to answer your question.
We're going to do it, for the 4. We're going to leave it 4 years.
Okay.
Okay.
So what I need you to do is email me the documents and the check and FedEx them to me immediately and get me that vendor invoice.
Yeah, I'm going to get the vendor invoice. I'm going to talk to Rick to give me a new vendor invoice.
Yeah, get a vendor invoice. I mean, he might have to put a date delivered. We're going to do a site inspection, but, you know, maybe he can give you 60 or 90-day terms because he can't lie when the equipment's delivered, but if there's a past due invoice, there's a past due invoice. So you got to figure that out between him. I can't control that.
Right. But he had to give me a fresh invoice?
There's no sales tax on the invoice we have. There's no sales tax.
I can talk to him in the morning.
Okay, fine.
I'll give you a call tomorrow about noontime. Okay?
Okay.
And I can send you the thing Federal Press because I do have I don't have the original paperwork. I had a copy only. Can we sign it again?
Yeah, you can do that. I need you to sign it again and send it in.
So sign it on top of the old signature or white out?
No white out. No white out. New documents.
Oh, can you email me the new document? Oh, no, we have it, right?
Yeah, you have my email.
Okay. Okay. All right. Then I'll print another new document and I'll sign it out. Okay? Tomorrow. Hello?
Okay.
Ruben?
Yep.
Okay. So then you want me to prepare you a check, or you say that you could finance also the first and last month?
No. You have to include a check.
Okay, include a check. Okay, I'll do that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.